What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's get into the Jets. We were talking about during the break, you're high on Aaron Glenn, huh?
Well, I don't know if I'm necessarily like high on Jets wins and losses this season. What I'll say about the Jets is this. Everything that they have done, Aaron Glenn, and how do we... The GM's last name.
I think Moogie, but you could call him whatever you want. What's the difference?
Well, I don't want to butcher his name. I like Moogie more. Moog. Okay.
Moogie. All right, so Moogie it is.
Moogie.
There you go.
Everything that they've done since they took over, I think has been really smart. And I think, you know, we'll see how it goes in terms of wins and losses and if it continues. I like everything they've done. And I think the number one, the best thing that they did was let Aaron Rodgers walk. And I know, and I like Aaron. I think the Steelers are going to be good this year. We could talk about them. I know a lot of Jets fans wanted Rodgers back, gives you the best chance to win this year. Like, Glenn and Moogie are trying now to instill this culture, like to build a winning culture, like from the ground up. How the hell are you supposed to do that with a 41-year-old malcontent diva at quarterback? And I like him.
I was going to say, easy on my guy Rodgers.
Let me tell you something. No one likes Aaron Rodgers more than me. And I like the Steelers this year, but let's call a spade a spade. Like, you're a new coach coming in, a first-year head coach, and you're trying... Like, he can go to Pittsburgh and deal, and Mike Tomlin can absorb him into Pittsburgh because Tomlin's got the pedigree to be able to do that. Like, Glenn's trying to make a name for himself. You got a quarterback who's like assuming like the control is the face and voice of the operation. You can't have that. I love them letting Aaron Rodgers walk. I love picking Membo in the first round. I love the Mason Taylor pick. I love that these practices are physical here for the Jets. I think they have, outside of Buffalo, by far the best offensive line in the AFC East. Now, Buffalo's is better, but their offensive line is way better than Miami's and way better than New England's. They do have some top-end talent on the roster. The issue with the Jets is that the quarterback stinks. And I'm not willing to hear any arguments to the contrary on this. This is why a couple weeks ago, Sal, when Fields had turned out to be the dislocated toe.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's carted out of practice and everyone's having a freaking meltdown. Oh my God. Oh my God. Justin, season's over. Like, it's like this is the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes got carted off. Or the Ravens with Lamar Jackson. Justin Fields is not good. Like, and people are melting down over this. Like, do you really think, like, do you think Justin Fields is going to be the week one starting quarterback for this team next year? No way. I put that at less than 50% that Fields is the starting quarterback week one next year. He shouldn't be the week one starting quarterback next year. He's okay. He was decent last year in Pittsburgh when he started before Russell Wilson came in. He's obviously a great athlete. He could run for over 1,000 yards. I love him in fantasy football this year for that reason. But man, the guy can't throw. He can't throw, and it's going to cap the upside of this team.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned fantasy because I've been saying that for a while. His rookie season, I punt usually quarterback spot in fantasy. And I got
that used to be a good strategy. Yeah, it's not really anymore.
I don't know if it is anymore, but I got caught in the pickle.
Well, I'm telling you it's not.
There you go. It's not anymore. Right.
And now you can email David Wright and tell him that.
Great point. Yeah, because it used to be running back. Now it's like, I don't even know if that's the right way. So,
well, in your home leagues, I think it's, so meaning like non-expert, and that sounds really arrogant. Right. I'm an expert.
Right.
I play in expert leagues. Sorry,
so your
everybody.
Competition is up there, yeah.
But if you're playing in a home, it's just like you're, and there's nothing wrong with that. I play in those leagues also. I think you got to go running back heavy to start because you'll be able to get stud wide receivers in the mid rounds that won't be there in like expert drafts.
Point is, when I punted on the quarterback situation, found myself in a pickle. I picked up Justin Fields, who, if I were in an expert league, wouldn't be available, but he was, and he went nuts that first year. But I was watching him closely. And the Bears kept losing. Like, he put up monster fantasy
numbers. Yeah, he's bad.
Well, that's my point. So he's a good fantasy quarterback. Doesn't make him a good quarterback. And I have the same issue with him. Like, I just don't think he throws the balls into short windows. He doesn't throw with accuracy.
No, he's a bad passer. And if they're ever behind in games, like, they can't come back. And they also have no receivers outside of Garrett Wilson. And again, like, I don't want to make this a huge negative thing about the Jets. I think they're going in the right direction. And I do think that you can make the case. I would take New England because I like the upside of the coach and the quarterback more. But you can make a case that the Jets come in second in the AFC East. And if that happens, Sal, if the Jets, let's say they go, I don't think it's going to happen, but it could. If they go 9-8, and anyone out there listening right now thinks that that's realistic, you need to bet Aaron Glenn to win coach of the year because he's going to get all the credit for it.
All right, what about the AFC? I was looking at the schedule before. So assuming you take the over 5.5.
I think it's just about right.
So six wins?
I think they could win six games.
I mean, you love Aaron Glenn. You know about the offensive line.
I like where they're headed. And right. I do think there's a path for them to win, like, eight games. My issue is, again, I think the quarterback's not good.
All right.
And I think the Dolphins stink.
Well,
they could be better than Miami.
I was giving him my next question. Bills good, Dolphins bad. What's up with New England?
Bills great.
Okay.
Like, not good.
Better than we've seen them before?
I would say that the Bills and the Ravens will both go over their win totals. I think they will both win, you know, 12 to 14 games. And lose to the Chiefs in January, which is what happens every year. That would be my guess for Buffalo.
Okay, so Bill's great. Pats, where are we at with them?
You know, New England's really interesting. Vrabel is obviously an established coach, has won coach of the year before. Drake May at points was tremendous last year as a rookie. So I like the coach and I like the quarterback. I don't love these receivers. I'm not like super into, you know, 32-year-old or whatever, Stephon Diggs coming off a torn ACL. Like, I don't even know like what 2C is. It's like this pink, he's got it on a boat with like Cardi B. Like, none of this is good, like for the Patriots, right? I like Travion Henderson, the second round rookie. I like Kyle Williams, who is a third round rookie receiver. But like, I don't know if this gets you to like 10 wins with the Patriots. And the big issue with New England is going to be the offensive line. So they draft Will Campbell out of LSU with the fourth pick in the draft, right? Thought is he's going to be the left tackle for years. He's been not good at training camp. They drafted a mid-round guard, Jared Wilson, who's now like going to start next to Will Campbell on the left side. So the Patriots are likely to enter the season against Max Crosby and the Raiders with rookies on the left side of the offensive line. And the one that you expect to be good, Will Campbell, hasn't been good. This has a chance to be one of the five worst offensive lines in the league. And Drake May is going to be running for his life now. He's awesome and he's good at that. But I think this really caps the upside for New England, where, again, if you make me pick Patriots or Jets, who has more wins? I'll take the Pats just because I think Drake May's way better than Fields, and maybe Aaron Glenn's going to be great, but we know Vrabel's a really good coach. But I will acknowledge the possibility that the Jets could be better than the Patriots this season.
BT and Sal on the Fan in studio with Nick Costos, NFL expert, Odyssey betting insider.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.